News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
There's been a lot of discussion about whether or not banning access to social media for under 16s would be a good thing, given all of the research that shows the potential harms of social media algorithms on that age group and beyond. Roisin O'Neill is with us. She's from the National Youth Council of Ireland's Youth Advisory Group. Roisin, you are against banning social media for under 16s. Why?
Hi, Anton. Good morning. Well, I suppose I'll start by saying that there is no evidence that it's working. In Australia, approximately 7 in 10 kids still have access to at least one social media account. So I guess that's where we'll start. I'm just wondering like where Ireland would differ in terms of how they would enforce it, because as far as we know so far, it's just not going to work. Then I think the second thing that we would be concerned about is whether this takes away responsibility from these major platforms to kind of protect children anyways. I suppose if it was a thing that they were given reason to believe that under 16s aren't on their platforms, it gives them free rein to kind of maybe not have as much control over what's on their platforms in the first place. And I think if we look at it from a multi-generational point of view, I don't think any of us want to see harmful content online. So, you know, let's start there. Let's start with regulating.
Sorry, to understand that latter point, your suggestion is that the thing that is staying the hand of the social media platforms in relation to what they allow on their sites is the fear that it'll be seen by people under the 16, and if they aren't there, they'll just go crazy.
I suppose that would be the fear, yeah. We're looking at worst case scenario, but, you know, Ireland does have some good regulation in place in terms of protecting people online and children especially. So looking at the Online Safety and Media Regulation Act and the National Digital Strategy, as well as the DSA. But I suppose, you know, even given that we have these great regulations put in place and you're still seeing harmful content, I think the issue really that we're dealing with is a lack of obligation on these platforms to adhere to these regulations.
But are you not taking two routes to achieve the same effective end result? If you're going to regulate platforms, you are forcing the platforms to change the access to the content for the kids. Is it not simply easier to change kids' access?
Yeah, I suppose it would be easier, but, you know, easier isn't always the best route. I think this is a really complex issue. I think it's, you know, there's a lot of different facets to this. And I think that the solution needs to have a lot of different facets to it as well. I don't think that a ban really has that kind of complexity to it. And I suppose there's a lot of benefits to social media as well. And I think a ban, you know, would deprive children of those benefits, like, for example, self-advocacy, connection. You know, if you're an isolated child, you know, you're depriving a child of that, self-expression and education, this kind of thing. So I think a ban, you know, would deprive children of this. And there's ways to make sure that children are experiencing those benefits without depriving them, without putting them at risk of what's online.
Roisin, thank you very much. That is Roisin O'Neill from the National Youth Council of Ireland's Youth Advisory Group.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.